Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I don't know if this is the weekend barbecue, Bob, or next weekend where we wish everybody happy Independence Day, but it seems like we should do it before, not after.
That's right. Right?
So happy 4th of July weekend. I don't know about where you are, but most of the people that I work with are either taking Monday, Tuesday off or Thursday, Friday, and we're all going to be operating this week as a skeleton crew. But we are in full force, Barbecue Bob and I and our producer, Brian Fongers, are all here with you on a weekend morning to kick it off. I'm Jop, he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And happy Independence Day week. It's going to be a week-long celebration now as everybody gets their patriotic spirit on and hopefully celebrates, goes to parades, does all the fun stuff with the kids. Jop, you might hear him kind of chewing a little bit. I was in Detroit yesterday, and I went to my favorite bakery. It's in Livonia, Michigan. It's on 7 Mile in Farmington. It's called Livonia Italian Bakery, and they make these we call them sausage rolls, and I guess that's what everybody calls them in the Detroit market. It's a big thing. And I've gotten accustomed to them since, 30 years of living with my bride. She loves them, and anytime we go home, she makes me grab a dozen.
Right.
So I thought I'd bring you and Mr. Fongers one to just get your opinion. And
oh, they're fabulous.
It's a nice little handy lunch. It's like a pasty for Italians, you know? It's
well, only better, and you don't need ketchup or gravy.
Hey, yeah. Come on. So anyway, no, it's not nearly as good as a pasty. Don't even be ridiculous.
Oh, come on, man.
But I spent last night, my neighbor came over, and he wanted to learn how to do brisket. So as soon as we're done here this morning, I'm going home and packing up the Jeep, my Van Andel Flickama ride, and heading up to the Reed City Brewing Company. I'll be setting up with daughter Olivia this afternoon, and we're going to be feeding the town barbecue. So we've got butts and briskets and crazy fries going on. And I think we're going to start serving food around about 3 or 4 o'clock. Depends on my energy level, but it's going to be really hot. It's already hot.
Yeah, they're talking 100 plus heat index. So I hope you're
guys
not out on
you
the,
guys in your heat index.
Well, is I hope like, you're not out on the asphalt. That's that, all I'm saying. You better be on the grass, brother, or you're going to get that reflective heat. And it's
you know, that's like the wind chill. How cold is it if you're naked? Or, you know, what is it? It just tell me the temperature.
Hotter than hell.
Don't give me a fake number.
Just hotter than hell.
Forecasters.
But
and stuff
you don't want to be on the asphalt. Park that smoker on the grass, brother.
Oh, I'm bringing it all up in my Cambros. It's all cooked finishing already. Off and wrapped right now. It'll be done about the time I get home. Hopefully not overdone. But bringing the deep fryer up, going to do crazy fries. And, I'll have the Grilling Guys tent up. And it's right in front of Reed City Brewing Company in a little town called Reed City. The cool thing is everybody's going up north for the 4th. So sure. I'm thinking, even though it's hot, people might still want cold beer.
Right, yeah. There's a pretty good chance. And if you got an opportunity to eat some of Barbecue Bob's food, that would be a good destination for you to
do
that.
Well, kind of you to say, but he's got 3 bands coming.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have, we had him on the show a week or two ago,
right.
Kevin Murphy. In 1 year being open, this place is one of those that is pretty impressive.
Right.
I don't know that I could have pulled off what he pulled off. The place is packed.
So you're going to shut down the streets. You're going to fire up the smoked food. He's going to have beer tents and bands.
Yeah, he's got bands
on a Saturday in Reed City, Michigan.
Yeah.
What else you got to do? You know, you're 50 miles from everywhere when you're in Reed City.
That's right.
So come on by.
It's a geographical anomaly.
Right, yeah.
So, he's got a big tent that'll be outside, so there'll be shade. He's got another tent for the band. And some of the sun seekers will love just, getting some rays anyway.
Yeah.
Cold beer and sunshine. I think it's a great combination. Personally, I'm pretty excited about it.
And this thing kicks off around 4 o'clock?
It starts at 2. Okay. I'm serving food at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to have food until it runs out. I've got 8 brisket and about 10, 12 butts. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that'll feed a couple hundred people.
Yeah, anything left over he wants to keep at the brewery, because they're also going to be serving brisket nachos and some cool things. So I'm making a little extra for him for his indoor kitchen.
Cool.
That's my hometown, right? I get to see my old teachers and
are they still
some classmates. Yeah, I just saw my favorite, Mr. Ruddle, came up when I was there. I met with Kevin a few weeks back.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he calls my favorite teacher, Gary Ruddle, and his wife, Thea. They show up through the door. And this is the guy that talked me into going into the Air Force, because he was in the Air Force. He got stationed in Hawaii. I got stationed in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and his wife's from Hawaii, so I got to be friends with their family. And it's a feel-good story, but, some of those people
reconnect, man. That's what this whole summer thing is. You get together, you go back to wherever you're from, and connect with people.
If you look at your life and think about some of the people that were significantly influential, there's a few of those that you just think, my goodness, what different decisions would I have made in my life if I hadn't had that guy going, hey,
right,
get your crap together.
Usually it's a dad or a mom, but oftentimes it's not.
A teacher. So, right. Teachers are that way.
Yep, they're very
influential. God love your teachers.
So. But anyway, we may teach you a little something about barbecue today. We may not. You never know.
Jop, the ultimate segue, man. Even with a sausage roll stuffed in his mouth.
Yeah, I ate most of it, but I can't pack it all back right now. But anyway, my 4th of July plans blew up. We're doing a little ad lib right now, but thank goodness they blew up in time that I didn't have a bunch of food done.
Oh.
Right, because I was going to be the guy like you that brought a bunch of food to an event.
That's shocking.
And yeah, and it just, but plans change, right? So we're doing the ad lib. So I think that might do a little kayaking on the Pier Marquette River, and then might darken your door over in Reed City for dinner time.
Well, there'll be no darkness there, and it looks like all clear skies everywhere in America this weekend.
Right, yeah, going to be kind of cool. But so I don't have any real big cooks going on for the 4th of July, but. I am going to go over and see our friend Captain Ken at Gyra Charters over on the Saginaw Bay.
When's that?
And I'm doing that on Tuesday morning.
Really?
I'm going to go fishing with Captain Ken.
Oh.
And I'm really excited about it because the walleyes, he's been filling the boat with them over there. But the second thing is that Michelle's going with me and Judy, Captain Ken's better half.
Okay.
So we've got 4 limits in the boat. Oh. So, and it's up to 8 fish now. So
Whoa.
I can bring home 32 times 2 is 64
nice.
Walleye fillets, brother.
Nice.
Yeah, you be nice to me the rest of the show, and I might give you some of those when I get back.
Who brought you a sausage roll?
That's right. Yeah. Even up trade, a fillet for a roll. Yeah.
Oh, love me some
anyway,
walleye.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get over there.
Some folks call them pickerel.
Yep. Yep, but Saginaw Bay is full of them.
You might catch some whitefish, too.
Mm-hmm.
We did last time we went with them.
Right, and then the other thing is there's bullhead in there, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
But they're those Great Lakes ones, and they're a couple feet long, and they weigh like 10, 12 pounds, fight like a machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, almost too many of them.
Right, then there's a steak. There's a really nice steak on the back of them, almost like a tenderloin that comes off. They got a big round belly, and right above the belly, there's a steak on either side. And you fillet that off, and you chunk it up and deep fry it. Wow.
Really?
Really sweet meat. It's wonderful.
Like a catfish.
Yeah. They're kind of ugly, but boy, do they eat
so
well.
So are pike, but they eat well.
Right. Exactly. So coming up next, we're gonna jump all over the 4th of July menu here. Looks like we're going to start out with some do's and don'ts of the Yardbird. So I'm not sure exactly where that's going to go, but Yardbird is a popular... I'm calling that yard bird. That'd be chicken for all of you that don't know. It's a very popular food, but you got to be sensitive this time of year with it, especially in this heat. Stick with us. We'll be back.